From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Twin bombings in Syria's capital Saturday are said to have killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens more. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blast hit an area of Damascus where several Shiite mausoleums are located. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. The White House confirms President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. We get more on the story from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Flynn worked on behalf of the Turkish government last year on a contract that paid his firm over $500,000. White House spokesman Sean Spicer had been asked earlier whether President Trump was aware of Flynn's work for Turkey, and Friday he said definitively that Trump was not told about the details of Flynn's activities. Flynn was in charge of the National Security Council for only 24 days before being forced to resign. When he stepped down last month, Turkey was not the issue. The White House said Flynn was responsible for misleading Vice President Mike Pence by failing to tell him that Flynn and Moscow's ambassador to Washington had engaged in private talks about U.S. economic sanctions against Russia. These talks took place long before the Trump administration took charge of the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Japan is commemorating Saturday the quake and tsunami disaster at the Fukushima nuclear plant 6 years ago that killed thousands. At the exact time the quake hit northeastern Japan on March 11, people around the nation bowed their heads in a moment of silence. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Supporters of impeached South Korean President Park Geun-hye are rallying for a second day in Seoul Saturday in protest to the Constitutional Court's ruling that led to her removal from office. Police are bracing for more violence after two supporters of Park were killed as they tried to break through police lines outside the court on Friday. The U.S. plans to send 1,000 soldiers to Kuwait as part of its efforts to counter the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The plan comes as officials tell VOA a contingent of U.S. Marines have arrived in Syria to provide additional capabilities for allied forces working to push Islamic State forces from their de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. Relations between Turkey and Europe took a further downturn this week after many European Union countries objected to visits by Turkish ministers campaigning ahead of a referendum on constitutional change. Ankara wants to drum up support among millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until the year 2029. Henry Ridgewell is in London with more on the story.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby for somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
Ankara blames what it calls growing fascism in Europe and has cast the rift as an attempt by Europe to influence the outcome of the April 16th referendum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A federal judge in the U.S. state of Wisconsin has blocked the enforcement of President Trump's revised travel ban that would prevent a Syrian mother and her surviving child from entering the United States. Early this year, Mr. Trump's temporary ban barring admission to the U.S. to citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries was blocked in the federal courts. Trump's new ban goes into effect on March 16th. And faced with a shrinking pool of visas, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the United States through a decade-old special visa program. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.